This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. It will be the San Antonio Spurs taking on the Golden State Warriors in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. The Spurs advanced by slamming the Rockets, 114-75 in Houston. Tonight, the Celtics take on Washington at 8 in Game 6. Boston leads the series 3-2. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Nashville starts Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals today against Anaheim. The Buffalo Sabres have hired Pittsburgh Penguins Associate General Manager Jason Botterill to oversee a franchise that owner Terry Pegula criticized for lacking structure and discipline. Botterill takes over 3 weeks after Tim Murray was fired, and one day after Pittsburgh advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals by defeating the Washington Capitals 2-0 in Game 7 of their second-round playoff series. In Major League Baseball, Mookie Betts' three-run home run in the ninth inning yesterday lifted the Boston Red Sox to a 4-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Meanwhile, Houston topped the Yankees 3-2. Tomorrow, the men's NCAA lacrosse tournament kicks off. Number 8 UAlbany faces North Carolina at 7:30. Number 2 Syracuse faces Yale on Sunday at 7:30. The women's NCAA lacrosse tournament begins today. UAlbany goes head-to-head with Northwestern at 7. Cornell sees Notre Dame at 7. Colorado will take on UMass at 7. Number 6 Syracuse will face the winner of the Boston College Canisius game on Sunday. A suburban New York college lacrosse team has replaced its warm-up music with a recording of a portion of a speech by President Donald Trump. An Instagram video of the Adelphi University team was posted Wednesday, showing players running onto the field at the conclusion of an excerpt of a Trump speech that includes his campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again." It won't just be men in daily fantasy sports any longer. The WNBA is entering the daily fantasy sports market. The league announced a partnership with FanDuel on Thursday. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.